So before we begin, you may want to light a candle. You may sit or lie down, whatever feels comfortable for you. And place one hand on your lower belly and one on your heart. Slowly let the world fall away. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale with a sound. Let it fall out of your mouth. Now let's do that again. Breathe in and let it out. There's no need to hold anything together right now. This space is for the real, the raw. So now imagine you are walking barefoot through a desert. The sun is soft. The earth is warm beneath you. And in the distance, you see something glowing. It's a temple rising from the sand. And your chest tightens a bit because something inside of you knows this is where my longing lives. As you walk towards it, your throat starts to close. Your belly begins to tremble. Suddenly you remember all the times you said no to your desire. All the times you made yourself smaller. All the times you didn't even let yourself want. Here you are, still wanting, still burning. And you come closer to the temple and you enter. Inside it is dark, it's silent. It's like you've entered. At the center of this dark space is a flame. It burns tall, wild, untamed. This flame is your sacred desire. She isn't pretty. She's not polite. She is holy, and she is yours. As you walk towards her, you kneel, and suddenly the ache is overwhelming. Let it come. Let the tears rise. Let the hunger move through your belly. Let your lips part. Let your hands hold your own body. This is the place where longing becomes sacred. Ask aloud or silently, what is it that I truly, deeply long for? What is it that I have never dared to name, but still burns inside of me? Don't censor. Don't rationalize right now. Let it come raw. Let it come erotic. Let it come wounded and let it come holy. Let the flame speak to you. not just in words, but in sensation. Maybe your heart starts to race. Maybe your body starts to pulse. Maybe your grief rises in your throat. Let it all be there. Now place both hands on your belly and feel. Feel this flame move inside of you. This desire that has waited lifetimes to be felt. That has waited lifetimes to be trusted, not to be tamed. So now say aloud or whisper, I will not silence you. I will not abandon you. I will let you live in me. Now breathe. And let this flame spread through your womb. Through your heart, all the way through your spine, through your voice. It is your compass. It will lead you home. And now you begin to rise, not like a good girl, but as a woman who remembers. You bow once more to the flame, and you know now that she walks with you. And as you leave the temple and come back slowly to the now, feel your body, your breath. Place your hands on your heart and your womb again. Feel. And when you're ready, say out loud, I am ready. I walk with sacred desire as my compass. And I create the life I was born to live. So then it's time to open your eyes slowly. And know the path is already opening. So then, say aloud or whisper, I will not silence you. I will not abandon you. I will let you live in me. And then take a deep breath. Let this flame, this sacred desire, spread all through your womb. Let it rise up to your heart. And let it follow your spine all the way up to your voice. This is your compass, and it will lead you home. So now you begin to rise, not like a good girl, but like a woman who remembers. And you bow once more to the flame. And now you know, with everything you have, that she walks with you. As you leave the temple, I come back slowly to the now. Feel your body, your breath, and place your hands once more on your heart and on your womb, and feel. Tune into this alignment with your sacred desire. And when you're ready, you can say, I am ready. I walk with sacred desire as my compass. I create the life I was born to live. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes slowly. And know the path is already opening.